brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite.
Well, that's right. Sing it, Tony. It's time for Frank's Faves. This is where I talk about some of my favorite products, services, goods, things that I've tried, used, experimented, reviewed. As part of my other job over at the International Housewares Association, I'm the chief contributing editor for inspiredhome.tv. It's a great new website that basically supports the housewares industry, and I get to be the lucky guy who reviews tons and tons of the products that you have in your house or are about to have in your house. And since it's holiday time, my friends at Wilton were on a couple weeks ago, and we said, hey, we should do something else around this, you know, whole baking thing. You guys sent me over some gingerbread houses. So we have Desiree Smith in studio from Wilton. Hey, Desiree.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And my pleasure. So, let's talk gingerbreads.
Absolutely. So I know that I sent you some of the kits to try out beforehand.
Yes.
The one I sent you was not assembled. We do have a variety. We do have a variety of kits. So some you need to assemble on your own. Some are pre-assembled, so you can just get right to the decorating.
Let's talk about this, all right?
Sure.
So, yeah, pre-assemble, easy. Take it out of the box, put it on the counter, and start doing your decor with your icing and all that kind of stuff. The one you sent me required me to have an architectural degree.
Required some assembly.
It does.
I do have some tips for you.
That's what I was hoping for, because I feel like I could do this stuff. And I think because my son was helping out and he was anxious and excited, was pushing the walls a little bit here and there,
right.
And maybe the structure wasn't as sound as I would like it to be, but we got it up.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought this had to be easier than it looked.
So my one question is, did you give it some time to dry in between?
No.
Okay.
We're talking about 3.5-year-old.
Yeah.
His dry time is 30 seconds.
So we do recommend that you assemble your house in advance and give it several hours to dry, at least 1 hour for the walls and 2 hours for the roof.
Okay, so hold on. So you got four individual walls that mm-hmm. we're talking about, and then two top pieces that make up the roof.
Yes.
Is there a particular way that you should start assembling the gingerbread house? Like, does it matter which two walls? Should you go, like, corner, or just try to slap it all together in one shot?
Yeah, I would just take one side at a time and connect them at the corner there. And if you are doing this with the kids, it would be helpful to assemble the house prior to decorating, maybe let it sit overnight, and then they can just kind of join in on the fun part that's easier for them. Or if you want to make a full holiday activity out of it, you know, have a Christmas movie play in between and say, okay, we're going to have this set up. Now let's go watch a movie.
The
exactly.
art of distraction.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. That's going to be my new book.
And it's helpful to give them a specific task. You know, maybe they're sorting the candy or they're putting some things on top of the roof.
Right.
So giving them something specific to do is helpful.
I thought I did, and his job was to not break it.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out.
And the other thing you want to make sure of when it's complete is keep it away from moisture. So you don't want to have it sitting on a countertop that's above your dishwasher or something like that, because that's going to have
What about the heat level in the house? Because I found we keep it pretty hot. Like, I think my wife has it cranked at like 78 most of the time during when it's cold.
Well, that's pretty warm.
So do you think that also contributed to the icing not sticking?
That could have been a factor.
Yeah,
it could have been.
And how much icing should you use? Is it just a little glob, or is it like, pack it on, brother?
You'd want to have a good amount in there. Yeah. Kind of think of, you know, caulking a bathtub or something. You want to have
then we did that right. We had a significant amount of overflow and squish coming out. So there should be squish, right?
Yes, there should be squish.
Maximum squish.
And then how did it go with the candy pieces?
That part was easy.
There?
Once I got them distracted enough to let it dry for a few hours, then it felt solid. And then we just kind of let him go nuts on the rest of it. You know, decoratively speaking, that's his department. And it came out cute. I think I took pictures of it and posted it somewhere. You can look on my Facebook page or something.
Good.
But the overall, it was just a fun. It was more about the fun time we had and the fact that it was very tactile and time-consuming, and it really engaged him in a way, which was really cool.
Exactly. That's why it's been a classic holiday tradition for as many years as it has been.
Yeah.
It's just a fun family activity and something to do with the kids, something different to do besides cookie decorating.
I agree. So, and where could people buy the Wilton Gingerbread House kit?
So the kits are available in Michael's, Joann's, Walmart, and several other retailers. So stop by any of those local craft stores, and you can find a variety of the kits there. And then if you'd like to add some other decorations besides what comes with the kit, we have a bunch of different icing decorations also. I brought with me today some cute gingerbread wearing ugly sweaters, so you can add those.
Even the gingerbreads are getting involved in the ugly sweater parties.
They are. Yeah. So,
let me see those. Those look cool. So these are made to attach to the house then? Like they're
you
like
can have them set up around
the occupants
of
the gingerbread house?
Yeah, and those are also great for cookies, cupcake toppers. We have so many of those.
Is this confectionery or is this actually like some gingerbread with,
No, that's confectionery.
So pure sugar.
Yes, pure sugar. What we love around the holidays, right?
Yeah, exactly. How ironic how we'll be talking about how not to gain weight in the last segment of the show.
That's what January is
We'll get
for.
You full and then we'll reduce you down.
So, and then going along with the ugly sweater, I think this was one of the products we were most excited about at Wilton this year. We had this ugly sweater pan come out.
Okay.
So it takes one box of cake mix, really convenient, and it'll bake a cake in the shape of a sweater. And then it's up to you to decorate
to it
and make it as ugly as you want.
Sweet.
So we have a bunch of the different icing pouches available. They come in several different colors. And there's two different decorating tips in here. One is a round tip, and then you can twist that off and have what's called a star tip. And that'll let you do a variety of different, like, wavy, zigzaggy
looks.
Yeah,
see, we kept just the standard tip it came with. I should have a little funky and played with that a little bit.
Yeah, if you twist that round one off, the star one's underneath. And so you can kind of see on the pan here, they have some zigzaggy lines added to the sweater. Give it a fun look. So that's another fun project for the kids to do, too.
That's a great one. That's one for the adults, too, because, everyone's throwing these ugly sweater parties, and this is the time of year. So, and that is also available at Joann's, the pan?
Yeah, you can also find the pan at the craft stores. And then also Wilton.com is, a great resource for decorating ideas. I know we're getting kind of close to Christmas time, so you may not want to rely on shipping, but it's such a good place to go to when you're looking for decorating ideas and inspiration.
Oh, it really is. I mean, my wife's a hook now. She, as soon as we got turned on to the products, we're like, oh, God. She's like, dude. Trying everything from Wilton. We love the Halloween stuff you guys put out. She made the cupcakes in the actual cup that you cook them in.
Oh, great. The monster
cupcakes were a big hit at a party. Yeah. Wilton can help you make your parties even better and make you look like a superstar, which is what I like.
That's right. That's what we like to say. We make it easy. You make it amazing.
And how about some of these other products here? You got what looks like a candy cane spoon.
Yeah. So these are some other favorites of mine too. So hot chocolate. We love hot chocolate this time of year also.
Yeah.
Something great for the kids, but you can also spike it for adults, make it fun. So we have some of these cocoa trimming kits that we have peppermint spoons here. You can dip those in chocolate.
That
also.
Actually melt in the
it'll melt in your hot cocoa.
In the hot cocoa or coffee maybe.
Add some mintiness. And then a cocoa trimming kit with these cute marshmallow snowmen and then more peppermint sticks. So I love these. That's so fun to have out at a party.
Oh, totally.
It's fun for kids and adults.
Exactly. And adults. Yeah. I was going to say, that's not just for kids because that's just it's a really cool. I was talking earlier about how to deck out the dining room, some ways to, make the tabletops look great. Adding things like that, which you don't typically find in your, decor store, but, you're at Joann's and you're shopping for your crafty stuff and boom, that just kind of adds an extra level of care, in my opinion, for when people come over.
Yeah, something fun that people like to see that they can be a part of. And it just, like you said, it adds a personal touch to it.
Now, do you get a lot of people submit pictures and their baking craziness to you guys?
We do. We especially have a very active Facebook following. So we have over 1 million followers on Facebook. And we'll often post on there, what are your plans for baking this weekend? Share with us what type of treats you decorated. And people love sharing their
Anything
photos.
Anything crazy that really sticks out in your mind, or really great that you're like, oh my God, this is like top chef type of stuff.
Yeah, there's some really impressive things people post where you can't even believe you're looking at a cake. It really does look like a work of art.
Yeah.
So we've just seen a lot of fun things.
Maybe next time I have you on, we need to have like a little baking contest so we could sample all of this greatness.
Yes.
Are you a baker yourself?
I have been a lot more since starting at Wilton. So I've been making a lot of treats this holiday season.
Right.
It's been fun. Actually, I had a get together with friends the other night and I made our sugar cookie blondies, which you can find that recipe on Wilton.com. So we have different limited edition flavors of Wilton candy melts and sugar cookie is one of them this season. So they were a big hit.
Wilton, my guys, I love them. Desiree, thanks so much for coming in the studio. Appreciate it. You're always a blast to have on and we'll look forward to the next visit.
I will too.
And the new products coming out too that we probably we don't say
but maybe
next visit we should definitely reveal some of the 2015 products that are going to be featured at the International Houseware Show.
Absolutely.
And you find out more about Wilton at their website as well as at the IHA's inspiredhome.org or inspiredhome.tv. This segment was sponsored by some of the guys that put together the best home improvement projects in Illinois, Mega Home Improvement. Those guys, go mega, go home.